The views and opinions expressed by guests on Soda City Unleashed are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of CVETS. While we love sharing stories and insights from the veterinary world, this podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only. It is not a substitution for professional veterinary advice, diagnosis, or treatment. We always recommend consulting your primary veterinarian for any medical concerns regarding your pet. Welcome to Soda City Unleashed, where we decode pet health here in Columbia, South Carolina. I'm your host, Emily White, and joining me today is the one and only Richland County Sheriff, Leon Lott. How are you?
I'm doing good, and thank you for having me on today.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us.
Look forward to it.
We're here mainly to talk about your canines today, but can you give me a little bit about your background and your work with RCSD?
Well, I've been in law enforcement for 50 years, past 29 years as the sheriff. Love it as much today. I did when I started in 1975.
Wow.
It's fun. You know, it's a job that you can be miserable at if you let it, or you can have a great time. And I've had a great time and great career and still going and look forward for many more years.
That's awesome. I've heard a rumor that sometimes if you hear a call, you take it. You'll head out to a scene of something going on. Is that true?
Why wouldn't I? Seriously, I mean, I'd still have my badge, my gun. I'm a cop first. I may have the title of sheriff, but I'm still a cop. I haven't forgotten and never will forget that I am a cop, and that's my job. So yeah, if something happens, I'm gonna go to it. That's what I'm supposed to do.
That's awesome. Well, can you tell us a little bit about your canine team? You guys have quite the canine unit.
We have the largest canine unit in the state. We have a little bit of everything. You know, our canines are so valuable to us. They do so much good work, and we don't consider them to be a dog like a lot of people think. Well, they're just a dog. No, to us, they're a deputy sheriff, just like the human, and we take care of them just like we do our human deputies. But the services they provide is something that humans just can't do. And, you know, from body recovery to finding electronic devices to crisis intervention to patrol dogs, you name it, we've got a dog that can do it.
Absolutely. And that was my next question is, you know, I know a lot of times when we think of canines working with police and sheriff's departments, we think of biting dogs, right? But you guys have a dog that can sniff SD cards, micro SD cards.
Yes, very, very small SD cards that are hidden anywhere. And, you know, we have that dog can find that. And we have another dog that, unfortunately, when people go missing in the water, we have a dog that can find it. We have a dog that, you know, everybody loves our dog called CJ, which is our, I guess, a crisis intervention dog. And it just breaks down barriers. And so things that you might not think about a dog can do. And that's why we use them. And again, they're probably one of our most valuable resources that we have at the Sheriff's Department.
Can you tell me about what kind of special training they go through to serve?
Training all the time. Training never stops. You know, just like a deputy, you know, you go through the basic academy, but you're continuously training. Our dogs train all the time too. So when they're not working, they're actually training, and they do some very intense training. We have to be on top of our game. We have to be able to go to court and be able to explain, you know, how this dog was able to do it, and actually show the training they've had and what results they've had when they've been in the field working. So we make sure that our dogs have the best training.
Absolutely. That's something I haven't thought about is the dogs essentially need to testify.
They go to court. They go to court. And that canine handler has to get on that stand and testify to what that dog was able to do and how and why. And, you know, they really get qualified as an expert. And so they help put a lot of bad people in jail, but they also do a lot of good things. You know, when we have children that are missing, or we have someone that wanders that's got dementia, you know, you don't want that person to be bit when they found. So we have dogs that'll go find them and be able to quickly locate them and save their lives.
Absolutely. That's awesome. Do you have a particular canine story that stands out, like a heroic or an emotional one?
I have a lot of them. I'll give you two good ones first. And both of those happened two different Julys, 2 years in a row, where we had someone that had dementia that had wandered off. And humans had looked for that individual. First one was a female, looked all during the day, during the night, could not find it. And then we brought in one of our dogs, and within 15 minutes found the lady. And this was in July, hot. We were told she was close to death.
Wow.
And so the dog was able to find her and save her. Then fast forward a year later to the next July, exact same thing, but this is a man that's lost in the woods. Very intensive search, could not find him. Brought in the same dog, immediately goes find him, saves his life too. He was in some deep brush that they were talking about probably minutes away from dying of dehydration and heat exhaustion, and the dog saved him. So that's a good story, two times in a row that our dog was able to save someone's life.
In July in the Midlands is
it's hot.
Something serious.
Very hot. And I guess a heroic one is something that just recently happened this week. One of our deputies in the canine was recognized as Deputy of the Year by the South Carolina Sheriff's Association. Brian Hodge, who's a canine deputy, and his canine, Kobe, was involved in a chase of a stolen vehicle. The young man jumps out and goes to shoot Deputy Hodge, and Kobe takes two bullets and basically saves his handler's life. And he's recognized now as the Deputy of the Year. And usually it's just one deputy, but this was a team. So Kobe and the handler, Brian Hodge, were both recognized as the Deputies of the Year.
That's awesome. I had the honor of watching Kobe in the underwater treadmill at Sea Vets a few times, and he's a joy.
Yeah, and we did a video. We were able to do a video that showed his rehab. And unfortunately, he did come back to work for a short time, but couldn't do it. And we're never going to let our dogs be in pain. We don't say, okay, a dog has to work a certain amount of years. It's really left to the vet and to the handler. When they know that that dog is in pain, that stops. And as I told the crowd last night, you know, Kobe's no longer able to work on the street, but he's the forever companion at home with Brian Hodge now.
It's a very lucky guy.
Yeah.
That's something we talk about a lot at Sea Vets is the, you know, animals can't speak, so we have to speak for them.
And you do speak for them. Sea Vets does a great job. I don't know what we would do without them. They're there in the good times and in the bad times. Unfortunately, last year we lost three of our canines that were killed in action. And then Kobe was also shot and had to retire. So that's really four dogs that we lost last year. But without the care that Sea Vets provided, I don't know what we could do. And it's not just the professional care, it's the caring, what they do from their heart. And we see it all the time.
Well, we're glad we can be there for you. What would you say a typical day looks like for a working canine in your department?
Well, they're usually at home, just being a pet. You see the handler put that uniform on, and then a switch comes on. It's time to go to work. And they're able to do that. They're able to hit that switch from when it's working time to when it's home time. And so they hit that switch, they're ready to go to work. They're in the car. And, you know, we try to have at least two canines on duty all the time, so they support each other. And so they answer every hot call that we have. Every time that the alert tone goes off, they respond to it. And so they're very active. They're probably involved in more things than anybody else at the Sheriff's Department. And that's their job. So there's really no typical day, because that's one thing about this profession. Nothing's typical about it. There's nothing's a routine call. Everything's different, very challenging, and you've got to be able to meet the challenge, and our canine handlers and their dogs meet that challenge.
Absolutely. How do you decide, and maybe we can talk a little bit about how you get these dogs, but how do you decide which dog is paired with which handler? Is there a personality match? How does that work?
It is. There's that break-in time when we do get a canine and we put it with the human. The dog knows what to do. We just have to teach the human how to read the dog. And there's that break-in time where they get to know each other. And sometimes it happens very quickly. Sometimes it takes a while. Sometimes it just doesn't happen. And so you do match the personality of the dog with the personality of the handler. So it's a process. And we've been very fortunate that our canine people have been able to match up with the right dogs, and they just fall in love. They're a partner. They spend more time with that canine than they do anybody in their family. And so it's more than a marriage. It is a huge commitment. And that's one thing, when a canine handler is selected, the family has to be good with it. It's like getting a child. The whole family has to be good with it. They understand the commitment. It's not something you're going to do, say, hey, I'm going to do it for a year and then go on something else. It's a long-term commitment.
It's like adopting a dog or a cat.
It is. We talked about Kobe being forever companion with Brian Hodge. When the dog no longer can work, then the handler's got an option. Are you going to keep the dog? We've never had a handler not keep the dog. We sell it to them. It's very expensive. We sell it to them. They give us a dollar bill, and then they get to keep the dog.
That's awesome. We've never had a handler turn it down.
We've never had a handler turn the dog down, because the bond and love that they develop, you just can't say, okay, I'm getting rid of it. So they never get rid of it. So they end up keeping it. And most of them will end up getting another dog. So now you have one who's home as a pet, and who one is now a working dog.
A whole farm, basically.
It is. It is. You end up with a house full of dogs. But again, your family and your kids have to be comfortable with it. And to watch these dogs when they get home, they just become a pet. You know, there's some bad dogs, some real bad dogs when it comes to working and doing their job. But when they're at home and the kids are there, the wife's there, the spouse is there, they're just a pet. They'll roll around, they'll play, and they do all of that. They know the difference between when it's time to go to work and when it's time to just hit that switch and be the playful pet.
Absolutely. Well, moving into like some of your community partnerships. So we've been absolutely honored to care for many of your canines at CVETS. What does that partnership and then your other community partnerships mean to the department?
Well, we saw when we lost Fargo some years ago, first police dog that was killed in this state, just the overwhelming of love and support from the community, just from citizens, from business groups, from everybody. And, you know, we've lost deputies before and had it with the deputies, but we were overwhelmed. People love these dogs, and just how the community came together and supported us. And that kind of got the ball rolling on some things that we do. And it's just continued. Our dogs are adopted. Now, the dogs go home with the deputies, but we also have a kennel. So they have their individual kennels. And we have individuals and business who will sponsor a kennel and have their name on that kennel. That's kind of their dog. And they keep up with that dog, and they get to see that dog. And so the community just loves what we have. And it's just people love these dogs. And, you know, CVETS is one of the ones at the top of the list. Not only are you there in the bad times when we have to use your services, which is second to none, it's in the other times too, supporting different events that we have. CVETS is always there.
We had a fun moment when we were at training last week, and we saw one of the dogs who came in, had a gunshot wound to his ear, and already back in training.
Yeah,
it's beautiful how, you know, we're able to patch him up and get him right back to work.
I was there when he's patched up. Was there when laying on the table, and the CVET person was sewing the ear up, and watched him come back to life, Cairo, and you know, the anesthesia wear off, and he's ready to go to work, and didn't hold him out long, and he's right back at work.
They love it.
They love it. That's what these dogs live for. They live to please their handler. That's, again, someone who's never had a pet, particularly a dog, don't understand the bond that you have with your pet, with your dog, what that dog will do for you.
So can you kind of speak to the importance of that emergency veterinary care when a dog is injured on the job?
Unfortunately, we've had it too many times. You know, we have a dog that's shot. We've had a dog that's cut up, a dog that's been hit by a car. And be able to get it to CVETS, and they just do everything. And there's no hesitation. But the professional services, the ability that they have, I've watched them work, and they do it for love. You can see that it's not a job. that are not just going through the motion. They love these animals. Nothing is out of the realm of possibility in trying to get that canine back to where it needs to be.
Absolutely. You do. They do love those dogs.
They do. They love those dogs. And they
and
keep
cats.
And cats. We don't have any cats on patrol right now. And they keep up with them afterwards. It's not just that initial emergency service that they have. They keep up with them afterwards. And, you know, I think they feel like they're part of our team because of what they relationship they've built with not only the dogs but with the handlers and all of us.
Oh, yeah. Hodge, I know, particularly is family up there now.
Yeah. When Hodge and Kobe received the award last night, and they played the video. They played all the stuff from CVETS laying there that night, mm-hmm. and then the aftercare and stuff.
Right.
And so, you know, it touches your heart to see how much CVETS does care.
Kobe's a good boy.
Yeah.
Okay, so Guardians of the Night, the annual Guardians of the Night Canine 5K is this weekend. What can we expect this year?
Fun time. Over 500 people signed up. It's something that we started in honor of Fargo. We have it at the South Carolina Fairgrounds, a very safe place. And it's two parts. You got your fun walkers and fun runners, and they'll do it with their canines. And then you have the very serious ones who do it for timed events. You got both groups. And they go out at different times, so they're not mixed together. You know, you do come out, you have a fun time, you see a lot of our deputies, you see our dogs. But it's also caring enough that you know you're supporting these dogs. I have never asked one time how much it costs to fix a dog. That's never going to be asked. It doesn't matter. We're going to do what's necessary.
Absolutely. And that was my next question is where do the funds go? What do they directly support your canines?
Straight to the canine unit. From this event that we got in the Guardians of the Night to other events, it's just people just... I get checks in the mail from all over. People say, I want to give some money to your canine unit. And they do. And so we make sure that our dogs have the best. They're going to have the best equipment and they're going to have the best care.
If a community member is listening to this, how can they get involved? How can they support even if they can't be there in person?
Again, donations. You know, they can contact me at the Sheriff's Department, go direct with me. What we like to do is if somebody makes a big donation, like to have them come to the Sheriff's Department or go to them, and we want to publicize it. We show people that people do care about our canines and how much they support them. So it's just amazing the support that we get from our community. I'll go speak at an event, and I don't take money for speaking. And they say, well, we want to make a donation to your canine unit. Okay, come right ahead.
Sounds good.
And these donations go to our foundation, the Sheriff's Department Foundation, so they're tax deductible. Foundation, 100% of the money goes straight to our canine unit. They don't take anything for administrative costs or anything. It goes straight to our canines.
That's awesome. Well, a couple of personal lighter questions. Do you have a personal favorite among your canine unit, or is that too dangerous to admit?
That's too dangerous to admit because I love them all.
That's
and
great.
And they do. I try to get to know all of them. You know, they're very special to us.
Absolutely.
CJ, our crisis dog, just will not spend any time with me, which means I don't have any stress at
work. Oh, see, when I met CJ, he immediately laid at my feet, so I knew something was wrong with me.
CJ was working when he laid on your foot.
He was like, this lady's stressed.
CJ will walk just right past me, not even.
Oh, that's awesome. So. You should put that on your resume. No stress. Do you have your own pups, and are they canine material?
I have two German Shepherds. They're my canine material. They're my home protection. My daughter went off to college for the last 4 years. She took one of the German Shepherds with her. I didn't have to worry about her. But we do. We have two Shepherds at home, and Nyla and Taser, 6 and 9 years old.
Wow. Will they be with you this weekend?
Nyla will be with us. Nyla's been with us for the last 5 years. She likes to walk. They both like to walk. Taser's gotten up in years and got the hips are bothering a little bit. So we just redid our deck in the back of our house to have a ramp so the dogs can go back and forth a lot easier. Yeah, I've always had dogs, these two shepherds are very special.
That's awesome. If one of the canines could talk, any of your canines in your canine unit, who would have the best stories?
I think CJ would have the best story because CJ has had more interactions with our deputies. CJ, I would say, is a lifesaver in CJ's own way. You know, my job is to take care of our deputies physically, but also mentally. And CJ's part of that program that we've got on our mental wellness. And to watch the deputies interact with CJ. Haldale, everybody struggles. Everybody. If you're human, you struggle. And it may be personal, it may be professional, financial, or whatever. And if you don't know how to handle that struggle, then it's going to manage you. And CJ's part of our program to make sure that our deputies struggle well. And CJ has been able to do that the time that CJ's been with us. I think CJ saved some of our deputies' lives. And so if CJ could talk, which CJ would not talk, because everything CJ knows is confidential. But CJ would have some good stories.
I was going to say, I was like, with CJ's personality, I think he would be like, that's none of your business.
That's exactly what CJ would just lay there. That's the most laid-back dog you'll ever meet in your life.
He's an angel, really.
Until it's time for CJ to work.
Right.
CJ knows when it's time to work. Just like when CJ laid on your feet. You were stressed about something, and CJ took your mind away from whatever it was because you started focusing on CJ.
Right.
And then the pressure points in your body. You think CJ's just being friendly.
Deep breath.
But CJ was doing his job.
I think I was nervous to interview CJ because he's such a legend.
And CJ could detect that, too.
Well, that's awesome. You have a team of wonderfully trained handlers who do a really good job in our community, and we all thank you for that.
Well, thank you. They're great. And I thank CVets and you for all the support that y'all give us, too. Y'all are just amazing.
We appreciate
it. And I think that's what separates CVets from maybe other places is CVets does it because y'all care.
Thank you. We're going to clip that and put it on billboards. Well, thank you so much
thank
for
you.
Joining me, joining us. And of course, this weekend is the Guardians of the Night K9 5K. We'll put a link in our bio so you guys can sign up. You can also do it virtually and still
yes.
get that awesome t-shirt. Thanks for joining us. Thank you for
thank
being
you.
Here today. And until next time.